Listen to what the divine has to offer. Hi, let's start by lighting some candles and lowering the lights. This reading is about the blind side spread. This spread is to do with your purpose, lessons, spiritual development, and it is a 4-card spread. Card number 1, this is your outside appearance, what you know and what others can see. 2, this is the unknown, what you're not aware of, no one can see, but what is ruling. 3, this is hidden, what you know, but won't show others. This is a blind spot, what you cannot see, but what others see in you. One, two, three, four. I'm going to do the spread in anticlocks. Card number 1, 9 of Earth. Card number 2, 2 of Earth. Card number 3, temptation. Card number 4, judgment. Giving the meaning of the cards to the questions. Blindside spear. Card number 1, 9 of Earth. Question: this is your outside appearance, what you know and what others can see. To find solutions for problems or finding meaning in the untold. 2, is 2 of Earth. Question: this is the unknown, what you're not aware of, no one can see, but what is ruling. Too much stress in my life. Card number 3. Temptation. Question: this is hidden, what you know but won't show others. Trying to quit smoking. Ideas to take control of people by using magic. Card number 4, judgment. This is the blind spot, what you can see but what others see in you. My dark side, or my dark past. Thoughts or words I have said, apparently, that have made them see things that was never meant for their eyes. So this, in other words, I have to work on my blind spot, making sure that my dark side stays in cornered and what people won't see or start thinking about it much more often. It's not that I believe in the aspect of evil, but I do think that people do have a darkness to them which allows them to think differently or to do stuff differently. But evil itself, that's really, really, really darkness. So, that was the blind spot reading. Please stay tuned for the 30-day Magical Roots Challenge. Thank you very much. Hi, so this is the 30-day Magical Roots Challenge. Last one I did was day 9, daily practice. I reported on. So day 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15 was the last couple of days. So on day 10, it was herb, plant or tree. working with them or being called to one. I have a willow wand. I will be posting a picture of my willow wand on Twitter, in Tumblr, and on Facebook page. Then day 11 was Rise a Spell. Again, I will be putting it on the social media. Day 12 was the deity. Do I worship one? Yes or no? Yes, I do at the moment. Her name is Aranki. She is the Weaver of Destinies. She's also close to... Well, she's half human, half spider. And I really do love my spiders. So the poem, again, will also be released on the social medias. Day 13 was Stone or Crystal. So you needed to pick one. And then for the rest of the month, you have to use it within your craft for its correct purposes. The crystal I'm using is a green aventure. It does help me with my inner harmony. It's also good for meditation when you want to bring more earth into your meditation, as well as it's a healing point for your heart chakra. I will have a photo of the crystal itself also. Day 14 was incense. I had to make my own incense. So the incense was for a relaxing recipe from me. It's clovers, allspice, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of cayenne pepper, and bay leaves. I also added some oils into it, 2 drops jasmine, 2 drops lemongrass, and 2 drops dragon blood. It did help me. The people around me in the house had a different sense of it. One said it smelled kind of like meat, like meat was ready to be put onto the barbecue, on the grill, sorry, on the grill. So every person has their own opinion, I believe. Day 15 was Kitchen Witch. I needed to bring a little magic into cooking my dinner for the night. So I used Signal for healthy food. I will also be putting a picture of that symbol. Also use a little bit more of a blending purpose. A little bit of herbs and so forth. And then tonight I am going to do day 16. I'm going to do day 16, which is Mother Earth. So I'll need to go sit and relax next to a tree in the yard. Or select a tree and then remove all the waste around it in our yard. So that is for the 30-day magical root challenge. Thank you very much. If you have a question you want answered with tarot cards or oracle cards on the podcast, please send me your questions on Twitter at @TwitterWitches or Facebook and Tumblr at Divinations of the Witches. And if you want a private answer to your question, please email me at .witchespodcast@gmail.com. I will get your answer to you as soon as possible. Till the next time, we have a question for the divine. This episode was brought to you by Anchor, the best free way to do podcasts, as Anchor gives you a recorder, editor, helps you release your podcast to all podcast apps.